It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call that number and someone would pray for you and your needs. And end of the program, I'll be praying for you. And so please tell someone that Pastor Peter is going to pray for you. And you will see the miracle hand of God in your life. So far, we studied the ministry of Jesus Christ, especially the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. And last program we did, the last person He healed in the Gethsemane. And so, the healing ministry of Jesus Christ was done. And so many people start thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, He's left, He's died, He went to heaven. Now there won't be any miracles. Because Jesus Christ's disciples, they were unlearned, uneducated. Some of them were fishermen. And some of them were very highly educated, like Matthew was the tax collector and things like that. So the point I'm making, earlier I said Jesus Christ had 12 disciples in Matthew chapter 10, and Luke chapter 10, He selected 70 more disciples. And what He said, because He said, we want to go and reach all these Israeli people. So we need more people to go, and He sent them two by two. But about Peter. Peter was a fisherman, and he was not highly educated, and His brother's name was Andrew. And Andrew met the Jesus Christ first. And then he introduced Peter to Jesus. And I think even though he came to know Jesus, still he did not give up his business and follow right away. Because when the John the Baptist was preaching and he was saying, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Many of John's disciples followed Jesus Christ. Now one day Jesus Christ was preaching in the area where Peter was fishing. Peter just finished his fishing business and he was disappointed, didn't get one fish. And Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they were partners. Well, when you say partners, means they had a big fishing business. But so happened this day, they could not find one fish. So Peter was a little bit disappointed, maybe angry and frustrated. Jesus comes and says, Peter, can I come into your boat? He says, okay, come on in. Jesus came to his boat and started preaching to people. And when he finished preaching, he says, Peter, could you take it a little bit further? He said, why? I said, we'll have fish. He said, we worked hard whole night and we didn't catch one single fish. But he did not argue with him. You're not a fisherman. How do you know there is a fish right now? This is the daytime. But he said, according to your word, I'm going to do it. When they went a little bit further, he said, put it a little bit deeper. And they put their nets, and when they start pulling the nets, they could not even catch those all fish. The nets start breaking. Then they call other partners, like John and James, and they came running. They were also in the boat, so they tried to help them. So they filled the boats. And when they came to the shore, Peter starts saying, looking at Jesus, "You are a holy man. You are the soul winner. I am not worthy. You cannot stay in my boat. Please go away. I'm not worthy." Jesus says, "Okay, Peter, I know you are a hard-working man. But from today onwards, you're not going to catch fish. You're going to catch men. You're going to follow me." And Peter understood because he heard the message. He heard the preaching. He even heard the John the Baptist say, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." That's why he said, "I'm a sinner." Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he followed Christ. And Peter was a leading apostle. All the time, one time Jesus asked him, "What people think about me?" He says, some people say Elijah, some people say John the Baptist, or different kinds of things. He said, "What do you think?" He said, "You are the Son of the living God. You are the Christ." Jesus says, "Peter, you are not saying from your own heart. My Father has revealed this to you. But what you're saying, that I am the Christ, I am the Messiah, I am the Son of God. In this saying, what you said, on that saying, you will build the church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So, Jesus Christ gave him authority to build the church. But at the same time, when Jesus Christ was going, and he said, "You know what? The time has come. I will be giving my life for all mankind. They will arrest me, they will kill me, they will crucify me, they will bury me, and I will rise again." Peter said, "Oh, no, 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 this thing should not happen to you." And one time, Jesus took Peter, John, and James on the mountain, and his face changed like a son of God. His garment was so white. Peter saw, there were Peter, James, and John. And Peter saw Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. So Peter thought, "This is a good idea. Jesus is talking about somebody is going to arrest him and kill him. Let's stay in the mountain." So he said, "Jesus, let's make a three tabernacle, three homes, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses." And he was just saying, and he heard the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." What God was saying to Peter: "Peter, you didn't understand. Moses and Elijah's ministry is different. But this is my Son. Listen to him. He is obedient Son." God was saying, "Do not make my Son equal to Moses and Elijah. Moses disobeyed God, but that's not my subject today." Elijah also was saying, "Lord, I'm not good enough. Take me to heaven." And God took him alive. So the Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary. The Word of God says he was the obedient Son and he died for mankind. So here we say, Jesus Christ told Peter, "You'll deny me three times." He said no, but he denied. Finally, he asked forgiveness. And now Jesus Christ is risen. Means he was crucified, he was buried, and all the disciples were scared and they were sitting, door and windows closed. Jesus comes in, blesses them, and breathed on them, and said, "Now you go and preach the gospel." But they never went anywhere. Then Jesus Christ, while he was going to heaven, he says, "Now you know what? I'm going to give you a commandment." He gave the commandment in Matthew chapter 28. He says, "Go and preach to the whole world and make them my disciples and let them follow Christ. And then you baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All authority, all power is given unto me. And then I give you the same power. Go and preach the gospel to everyone." And then he said one more thing in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 12. He says, "I'm going to go to my Father, but I'm going to give you power and authority over the sickness and disease and demonic forces. Whatever the miracle I did, you do also, and you will do greater than this." And so they believed it. Now, after the resurrection, they were waiting. Jesus Christ said, "Tarry for the Holy Spirit, and I'll send you the Holy Spirit from my Father." And they waited 10 days. And the 50th day means that was Jesus Christ walked on the earth after resurrection. There were 40 days. And after he left, 10 more days later, the Holy Spirit came. That was 50th day. That was called the day of Pentecost. And they filled with the Holy Spirit. And Peter preached the first sermon and baptized 3,000 people. And many people got saved, and many people start coming, and they started a church. The church was born in the day of Pentecost. Now when you see, today I'm going to tell you the ministry of Peter. Peter and John, they were going to the temple. And there was one man sitting at that beautiful gate, the temple, and he was a lame. The word of God says he was lame from the mother's womb. And he was adult now. He was sitting there and begging many years. I don't know how Jesus missed him or he missed Jesus. Jesus didn't heal this man. Maybe he didn't come to Jesus, or Jesus didn't go to that particular place, or maybe sometime he was not there. But whatever happened, Peter and John go into that temple for the prayer. And here this man is begging. So Peter and John said, "Hey, look at us. Just look at us." So this man thought, they might give me something. So he was looking very anxiously. Peter says, "Silver and gold I have none. But whatever I have, I will give it to you." This man might be thinking, what he is going to give me. Then he says, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth," he gave him a hand and he said, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, just walk." And this man stood, start jumping, completely healed, start praising God and glorifying God. This man never walked from the mother's womb, and sitting out there in the beautiful gate, not a single Sadducee, single Pharisee, single high priest, or anyone cared about this man or helped to this man. But the Peter and John, when they filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the power of God, and when Jesus says, "Whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and greater miracle than this," and many people do not believe today, in 21st century, that what Jesus said is going to happen. Jesus was not lying. Jesus says, "I am the truth." So when Jesus says, "I am a truth," do you think he is going to lie and tell his disciples, "You can do miracle more than me," or "You can do the similar miracle what I did"? He will not lie. Peter believed it. John believed it. And this was the first miracle Peter and John saw in their ministry. Peter gave his hand, the man stood, and the word of God says all his bones, ankle bone and every bone, start fitting together and strengthen all the bones, and he started jumping. Can you imagine if somebody never walked and you go to hospital, you will go to rehab for many, many months. This man instantly started jumping for joy. And he went with them to the temple to worship the Lord. In the olden days, they had the rule. If you have any deformity, you cannot go to temple to worship. So nobody took him to the temple. In the time of Jesus, so many deformed people came and he healed them. If somebody was deformed or somebody is crippled, they will not take that person in the ministry or Levites or any kind of temple worship. So this man, first time, going to temple, praising and glorifying God. And people saw, this is the man. was sitting there and begging for many years. We can see his face. And he started praising and glorifying God. Peter says, listen, don't look at us. I didn't do anything. John didn't do anything. We use the name of Jesus. And this man is healed because of the name of Jesus. You people crucified Jesus, but the same Jesus raised this man from this crippling disease. What I'm trying to say, this Peter, this John, unlearned, uneducated, not having any education, but the Word of God says people saw their preaching, people saw their miracles, and they start saying, these unlearned people, where they got all this wisdom? But they said, we know one thing, they were with Jesus. When they were with Jesus, they learned. Jesus' ministry was 3.5 years. He started his ministry when he was 30 years old. And he died when he was 33.5 years. So he called his disciples. They learned with him day and night. They saw the signs and wonders and miracles. Their faith was challenged. And they believed, if Jesus said it, I believe it, and he will do it. And that's the same way I believe. When God called me, I said, Lord, if you give me the power, just like Peter, James, and John, I will give up my job and everything and I'll follow you. And if you use me to pray for others and give me the same power, I will give up my medicine. I will not go to medical college and I will follow you. And as soon as I prayed this prayer, God filled me with the Holy Spirit. And since then, I am using my faith and praying for people in the name of Jesus, and many people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. I am challenging you. If God can use Peter, if God can use John, if God can use me, God can use you. I am coming from the foreign country. I don't have the knowledge of English just like you. You are born here, went to college here, you have vocabulary, you know more English than me. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even though I make mistake in grammar or some saying something, I'm not ashamed because I am not preaching and teaching the grammar or English subject. I'm preaching about Jesus Christ. And I know the Bible. Sometimes some enemy will put some wrong verses in my mind sometime, in my lips sometime. Then I come and correct it. But the point I'm making, the day I got saved, I start reading the Bible. Chapter, 2 chapter, 10 chapter, 100 chapter, 150 chapters per day. Memorizing Word of God. But what happened? When I start preaching the gospel in Bombay City. So I learn, teach and preach in the Bombay language. Then I went to Gujarat State. Then I learned the Gujarati language and start preaching in Gujarati language. Then I met so many other people who are Urdu speaking people. So I start studying and learning Urdu language and start preaching in Urdu and getting Pakistani people get saved. Now I'm in America. I start all over preaching in English, and now all the scriptures I made by heart in different languages, I have to translate, I have to learn them again and learn new scriptures. It is very hard when you learning different languages. I'm not bragging about languages, but this is the gift of God. Wherever I went and I asked God to give me the language of that state. In India, I knew major language of India. But when I came here, now I'm studying and learning more and teaching in English. But still I have a burden for the Spanish country. But thank God my son, my grandson, my daughter, they're learning Spanish and they know Spanish. So I am learning. I have Spanish believers and I told them, I reached the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ with English language. Help me to reach the Spanish world. And some of the people are helping me. Pretty soon we will have programs in Spanish language. The point I'm making, I am just like Peter, unlearned. But God gave me grace. And the Word of God says, you will do the signs and wonders and miracles in my name. Peter did it, John did it, and we can do it. So I am challenging you. Get the gospel of Jesus Christ. Learn about his miracles. And when you finish, learn about his disciples' miracles. Your faith will challenge. We already did almost 40 programs about Jesus' ministry. If you are interested in those programs, we can send you the copies. We are not selling it. It will be free. Just send some donation to shipping and handling. And that's all. We are not here to money-making business. The Word of God says, freely given, freely give. If you happen to come to church and say, Pastor Peter, I need such and such a program, we will give it to you free. And I'll tell you one more thing. You go to our website. The website will be on your screen. Just write it down. There is an email address. Write it down. There is a telephone number. Write it down. There is a mailing address. Write it down. And have some connection. Call us. And you will see we are doing this ministry not to make money, but we are doing ministry to encourage you. All our programs, from Matthew to Revelation, verse by verse study we did, and we load it in the computer, in the internet. And when you go there, go to our website, see the subject, click on it. There are radio programs, there are audio programs, like some subjects, different subjects, and then there is a television program. And you can listen them free. Download free, mail it to somebody free. What is our goal? To reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not the only one doing. In America, there are so many people are doing this. But some people charge them. $10 for CD, $15 to $20 for DVD. We are not charging anything. It's free. We do not want to make money. You can make lots of money, but when God calls you, all the money stays here. We have so many different programs, but as we keep on doing these programs, we'll let you know. Now, I am starting the Peter's ministry, and it's not going to take too long. When the Peter's ministry is finished, then I'm going to start Paul's ministry, and then we will learn everything what these ministers of the gospel did. The time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you. If you never gave your heart, see, Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but Jesus forgave him. And now he became the greatest apostle, greatest minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next program, you will be learning how great thing he did, what Jesus said exactly happened. So now, please call. Call upon Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed this prayer, that means you invited Jesus Christ into your heart. When Jesus Christ comes in, the enemy goes out. John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the devil, the enemy, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So why can we live abundant life of Jesus Christ? We don't have to live in poverty. We don't have to live in sickness and disease. We don't have to live in want. Our God is going to supply all your needs. If there is someone in your family suffering, not one day, many days or months, doctor told you there is no cure for this disease. You might be trying to get all kinds of medicine. Some of the medicines are very, very expensive and people cannot afford. But I'm telling you, it's free. Just try Jesus. You might be Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever religion. Just see what I'm saying and just believe it. You're going to receive it. Put your hand on your body. Put your hand on somebody. And let's pray together. You will see the miracle hand of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. If they are sick, afflicted, doctor told them there is no cure, nothing they can do. But Jesus is the greatest doctor, greatest physician, never lost the case. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. When I say call it done, it's done. Try to do the things which you are not able to do before. I will advise you, take the Gospel of John, start reading. When you read, then go and read the John's letters. You'll be no be the same. And then read the whole New Testament. And God will bless you and use you, and you will be the minister of the gospel. Get saved, get healed, get delivered, get set free, and live for Christ. Now the time is almost gone. I'm going to close this program, but the next program, you will be listening about Peter. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. The time is almost gone. Please tune into next week the same time. Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.